Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/T.
Take back the country. Take back the government. Take back the streets. What nonsense. To take back something, it must have been yours in the first place. The only time this country belonged to the people was when the Continental Army was fighting to create it. The only time the government was ours was before we, the people, agreed to be governed by the Constitution. And the only time we owned the streets was before we swapped our innocence for a police force whose explicit function was to ensure that nobody owned them. Our country's founders were more afraid of mob rule than they were of a monarchy. We, the people, are a representative democracy. All that is ours is our right to vote for those who represent us. The truth is that take-back movements really don't want to take back anything. They want to go back to the imaginary way it was, as in, it's not just the grass over there that's greener, it's last year's harvest. This is natural. It's likely that the first people on Earth were nostalgic for what was not before there was anything to regret. Not too long ago, we barely survived 8 years of government that took us back 50 years. Half the voters this year did not remember that. But it was not just the Tea Party. Many who 2 years ago chanted, "Yes, we can," expressed their outrage by not using their vote at all, thus shooting themselves and the rest of us in the collective foot. "Yes, we can" is no different from "no, no, no" when the goal is instant gratification, when there is no appreciation that the infuriating genius of our form of government is that it moves very slowly, that those who try to move us forward toward a realization of our ideals will face obstacles from those who don't want to and are bound to make mistakes. Outrage has won elections here and elsewhere in the world, but outrage is not a movement with a vision. It's an expression of personal pain. When it assumes power, it has no ideas, and it dies. With a Perspective, I'm Richard Friedlander.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.